Procurement, project management success. Achieving a higher level of effectiveness. Author, Diana Lindstrom. Why procurement project management? Many books are written every year about project management, and many books are written about procurement. The idea that is missing in these books is the combination of both, procurement and project management. Our intent is to relay information about the project management techniques and tools that are applicable to most procurements. What kind of procurement do you have? You need to know the type of procurement to be done. What is it for? Will you be procuring goods or services? If the answer is goods, then you need to know exactly what goods, all the required technical specifications, and any alterations that are required by your company. You also need to specify the invoice requirements and payment terms. If the answer is services, then you need a well-written description of the work to be done. You also need to know what type of contract needs to be done. New or existing contract. Depending on the type of procurement, the starting tasks will differ. For an existing contract, find the procurement file. The procurement file should have the existing complete executed contract. The file should also contain all procurement documents along with the negotiation notes. 1. Completely read and understand the contract. 2. Review and understand the entire procurement file. 3. Interview the company's subject matter expert, SME, or the active contract manager. 4. Interview the end user. 5. Talk with the final approval authority. 6. Talk with the supplier's contract manager. 7. Conduct industry research. For a new contract, start with the third step described above and interview your company's SME to get the big picture about what exactly is needed in this contract. Then proceed with steps 4 through 7. Planning a procurement. Planning is the most important aspect of getting your procurement completed. The first step in creating a procurement plan is to determine where your procurement is in the company's priority list. By documenting the procurement's priority, you have the basis for asking for more help or changing the schedule as necessary to accommodate higher priorities within the company or department. Elements of a procurement plan. 1. Statement of work. This is where the procurement is defined in detail. Often the SOW is written by the internal business partner requesting procurement services. It is usually incomplete and needs more detail in order to be used in the procurement plan. 2. Scheduling. The schedule is the foundation of a procurement plan. The schedule is used to communicate who does what and when it has to be completed. The schedule communicates the resources required to complete the work on time. It also includes how much time each person, piece of equipment, or other resource is required for the procurement. Additionally, the schedule is used to educate others on the requirements for a fair, ethical, and legal procurement. 3. Budget. Budget is a plan for allocating resources, especially money, during a particular period. 4. Communication. Good communication brings great results. It's the foundation for getting cooperation, discovering new ideas, and leading any effort. 5. Risk. During all procurements, something unexpected will happen. As a procurement professional, you need to consider two different sets of risks. The first set is risks to the procurement itself. An important supplier for your procurement goes out of business. Your management cancels the procurement. Your management reduces the spend for the contract, etc. The second set is risks to the executed contract. Independent contractor status, warranties, indemnity, terms for delivery, terms for payment, etc. In addition to your expertise, rely on attorneys and accountants to help you identify risks to the contract. Negotiations. Negotiations are a form of communication. We negotiate for many things every day. You will negotiate a rise with your boss. You will negotiate the price of a vehicle. As a procurement professional, you will negotiate for goods or services on behalf of your company. Negotiation goals. Prioritize each goal. Is one more important than another? Some goals will have the same priority as others. Usually, however, you will find that one goal has the highest priority, and several goals are in the next lower level of priority. Information. After you have a list of priorities for negotiations, you need more information about the people who'll be negotiating for the supplier. Make sure you or your financial analyst take a broader view of the industry your supplier is in. Strategies. In their book, Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In, Roger Fisher and William Ury present the idea of negotiation on the merits or principled negotiations, which uses collaboration as a major part of the strategy. Collaboration means that you and the supplier's negotiator share information that is pertinent to the work you want to do together. It also means that you and the supplier's negotiation team brainstorm options for all issues that are in disagreement. Signing the contract and closing the procurement. After you've completed negotiations, the next step is to document the agreed-upon terms, the SOW, and all other items that were negotiated with the supplier. When you have received the documented agreement from the supplier, draft the contract. Drafting the contract depends on the policies and procedures of your company. If you work for a small firm, there may not be any policies or procedures in place. In that case, you can find contract templates for many types of agreements online. It would be wise, however, for you to consult an attorney if you're not trained in contracts, because the law can be complicated depending on your industry and the supplier's industry. If you work for a larger company or a governmental entity, you'll probably have policies and procedures already in place. Become familiar with them. If checklists are available, use them. Contracts are the area of supply chain management that can either bring value to your company or bring legal woes and costs. Reviews. After you've drafted the contract, including the appropriate terms and conditions, as well as the SOW and specific information necessary, it's time for reviews. Signatures. After all of the reviews have been completed and you have incorporated comments as appropriate, you need to get all the signatures required by your company. A contract is not a legal document until all parties sign it. When you have all the approval signatures and the signed contract from your company, you will send the contract to the supplier for signature. Executed contract. When you receive the signed and dated contract from your supplier, your contract has been executed. The purpose of the contract will commence on the start date specified within the agreement. Contract administration. When the contract has been executed and the file has been closed out, the procurement is technically finished, because the next step, contract administration, is a process which means managing the contract. Your measurement of success. Success can be defined in many different ways. Some people look at success as a simple measurement of how much money they can make each year. Other people measure success by how good they feel about what they're doing. Yet others use a combination of measurements that include money, feelings, free time, etc. Correctly using project management techniques will positively impact all measurements of success. We have presented only the fundamental ideas that supply chain professionals can use to start managing their work differently, more successfully.